A swine nutritionist with the University of Saskatchewan says the use of alternative feed ingredients can help pork producers reduce their feed costs while still maintaining animal performance and meat quality. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Pork producers have been expanding their use of the byproducts produced through the processing of various grains and oil seeds. Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor, monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan's College of Agriculture and Bioresources, says the main reason for this increased reliance on alternative feed ingredients is cost.
We can get these ingredients at a much lower cost than the primary ingredients, or we usually can. And as we learn more about these ingredients, we're able to incorporate them into our rations with some confidence that we can use them in the rations, use them very cost effectively, and maintain performance. The main alternative ingredients are those that are derived from the uses for these ingredients for milling, for example, wheat byproducts, or for example, maybe like bioethanol production, so DDGS from the production of bioethanol. So those are two examples. The key challenges of using these alternative feed ingredients is probably primarily variability. They tend to be a little bit variable in terms of quality and the nutrient content. And that this is just because as they are obtained from different industries, these might vary slightly themselves. So it's really important for a producer to have the basic nutrients analyzed for these ingredients when he's using them. Another challenge could be, for example, mycotoxins or anti-nutrients are often concentrated in these ingredients. So there again, it would be important for a producer to analyze and make sure that the ingredients that he or she is using are free of those anti-nutrient factors.
Dr. Beaulieu says even though these ingredients can be a lot cheaper, producers need to consider other factors such as the cost of further processing or nutrient analysis. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.